Stop 13, Hilltops. Did you notice how the floor has been rising as you've walked the length of the exhibit hall? This section of the hall has an observation tower that mimics the towers on Great Blue and Chickatobit Hills. There are live animal exhibits here, which feature the timber rattlesnake and copperhead, two venomous snake species, which are native to the Blue Hills. The tops of some of the Blue Hills are covered with stunted trees, while others are barren, rocky, or grassy. All are prone to fire. Notice how the trees are smaller, more bent, and further apart. High winds make tall growth difficult. Fire kills many plants. There is little moisture, the soil is thin and of poor quality. You may see chestnut oak, bear oak, pitch pine, and poverty grass, plants which can survive the harsh conditions found on the hilltops. Hilltops are also home to the timber rattlesnake. This venomous snake is endangered in Massachusetts. In addition to the usual senses, rattlesnakes also have the ability to detect the body heat of their warm-blooded prey. A small pit located between the eye and the nostril on each side of the snake's head contains the sensory receptors which make this remarkable ability possible. When threatened, rattlesnakes will vibrate their tails to produce a loud buzzing sound. Rings of hard, dried, dead skin connected to each other on the tip of the tail make a rattle, which is responsible for the sound. A device on the right, as you face the snakes, plays a recording of the sound of the rattlesnake's rattle. Between the sound device and the rattlesnake enclosure is a smaller enclosure for the northern copperhead. Like the rattlesnake, this species possesses heat-sensing pits and venomous fangs. In the heat of the summer, members of this species often move from the rocky ridges and hilltops to the wetland areas between the hills. Your tour of the museum will now do the same, moving from the hilltop to the wetland habitat exhibits with a stop along the way to look at the human history of the area.